One person has died and 21 people were wounded in a shooting in Missouri at the end of the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade. Officials said they treated 8 victims who were in immediately life-threatening condition and 7 others who had suffered injuries that could prove life-threatening. 9 children were among the wounded, all are expected to recover. Police said they have arrested 3 suspects in connection to the shooting. At a news conference on Wednesday, Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves said a total of 22 people were struck by gunfire, one of whom is dead, and 3 individuals were arrested. More than 800 police officers were already on the scene to monitor the parade. Ms. Graves said they responded immediately after the gunshots broke out and detectives who were on the scene quickly opened an investigation. The fire brigade also sprang to action, administering aid to the injured. Officials said that the surviving victims were transported to 3 local hospitals with the immediately life-threatening cases taken to hospital within 10 minutes of the shooting. Local hospitals said they were also treating people who were not shot, but who had suffered other injuries in the sudden stampede that followed the shooting. The shots were fired west of Union Station, the train station in downtown Kansas City, which was where the parade ended at about 1400 hours local time, 2000 hours Greenwich Mean Time. Thousands of fans had gathered there to watch the festivities. Local reports said Kansas City Chiefs players were still on a stage there when the first shots rang out. The gunfire caused the watching crowd, including the city's mayor and his family members, to run for cover. Police said they were investigating a motive and gathering physical as well as digital evidence.